You're listening to episode number 1902 of the Who Cares News for Friday, February 5th, 2021. The Who Cares News is a member of the Mouthful Media Podcast Network.
It's not fake news. It's not breaking news. In fact, it's news you couldn't care less about. It's the Who Cares News with your hosts, Van Camp and Morgan.
Hey, good Morgan.
Heidi ho.
So we've made it to the end of the week. It's Friday. Any special plans for the weekend besides Sunday? Do you like clean house? Do you like, I know better than that. Do you like bake or plan for this big Super Bowl soiree that is just going to be your household?
I'm kind of in the mood to bake because I have to start a diet on Monday. So I think, I'm craving brownies.
I always crave brownies. You know what? If you make some brownies, make an extra batch for Monday morning.
And oh, sure. Why not?
Oh, no. You said you're starting your diet on Monday. Okay.
Well, I can do it Tuesday. What's another day?
Right. Random facts. It's time.
Random facts.
Okay. Patrick Mahomes, of course, who's playing in the Super Bowl this Sunday, was only 6 years old when Tom Brady won his first Super Bowl with the Patriots in 2002. Can you believe that? He was only six.
Wow.
Now, when Brady was six, Chrysler introduced the first minivan, and McDonald's introduced McNuggets.
Wow.
Is that crazy? Hey, you know what? The most common jersey number for a Super Bowl quarterback is
7. 12.
Number 12. Oh. Number 12. 30 times it's appeared in the Super Bowl, not including this year with Brady. Most of those years, though, were with Brady. Nine appearances, number 12. 9 out of 30 were Tom Brady.
So almost a third.
Almost a third. Well, this time will be a third. It'll be 10 out of 31. More quarterbacks have won the Super Bowl wearing that number than any other. 17. 17
lucky
times.
Number.
Number 12. But they've also lost more than any other 13 times. So 13 and 17 makes 30. Remember I said 30, right? Okay. You with me so far?
It involved math, so it's loose, but I'm kind of there.
The first ever Gatorade bath after winning the Super Bowl was dumped upon Giants coach Bill Parcells after New York beat the Broncos in Super Bowl 21 back in 1987.
Wow.
Yeah. Now, I don't know. Do they still do that?
I'm surprised it took that long for them to do it.
I haven't seen it in a while. Maybe I'm too drunk by the end of the Super Bowl.
Jeez.
I'm asleep. It's time for the Who Cares News. What's going on?
Well, Ryan Seacrest announced that he will no longer be... Now, just before you get your panties in a wad. It's not that he's leaving his jobs.
But he's
He'll no longer be co-hosting Ease live from the Red Carpet Award Show coverage.
Wow. Huh.
In all his jobs he has, it seems like the smallest one.
So here's the deal about red carpets this year. Are there going to be any?
I don't know.
I know. The awards ceremonies are mostly virtual. Golden Globes, everything's been, it's been postponed, canceled, whatever. Not canceled, but postponed. I mean, is it relevant? That, and does he still have a contract of some sort at E? Oh, no, the Kardashians are leaving E and they're going to Hulu.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah, he's got to make room in his schedule to do the Kardashians. Okay, I got it. I see now.
If there is a red carpet, people can't be milling about.
They got to rush right through. So
like mice in a maze.
You know, and it's nothing like talking to stars with their masks on.
Anyway,
seems weird to see people without masks.
He says,
"Yeah, like we care."
After 14 years of hosting Ease live from the red carpet,
oh my god!
He says, "I've decided to move on to new adventures. I'll miss the whole crew that works so hard behind the scenes, and of course, my amazing partner, Juliana."
Juliana, I think it's time for Ryan to get a comb over. Or to get a new hairstylist, or to get hair plugs, because the hairline is receding. So
I just wonder if he's had some work.
Of course he's had work.
His face is just... Of course he's had work.
And now his face, I think, is a little bloated from the last round
That's
of injections.
That's what it looked like.
Yeah, I think it is. Because of the pandemic, maybe he was a little late to get to his Botox last year. I don't know.
Well, maybe he had some pandemic diet like we did. Salma Hayek, She's giving the breasts a voice.
What? Wait. No, my.
She's developing HBO Max's upcoming series, A Boob's Life.
What?
So, A Boob's Life is about a woman named Leslie.
Uh-huh.
And she has her life turned upside down when her boobs start talking to her. So, the TV series is an adaptation of an upcoming novel, A Boob's Life, How America's Obsession Shaped Me. And You. It's being released on March 2nd, and Selma says we use breasts as a metaphor for the constant judgment women are submitted to.
Well, look, they're just there. I'm just going to put that out there. I mean, you know, it's like, I get it. But you know what? We're all fascinated with women's breasts. I think women are fascinated with women's breasts. I really do.
I mean, every woman
I've known is like, and then the other thing is that if women weren't so fascinated with breasts, they would cover them up. And they don't. I watch a lot of HGTV, and the only woman I know that covers up her breasts on HGTV is Joanna Gaines. Cleavage City. Why do you think I watch HGTV?
You watch it for Allison Victoria and, well,
Every woman that's on there usually has some cleavage. So
that's
there.
True. Tank there. Tops a mug.
I rest my case. So maybe there's something to this. So I don't like the name, the title. What is it? It's called A Boob's Life? Or what
A Boob's
it?
Life.
It should be called Boobs a Poppin'. You know what? If you're going to have a show about boobs, Boobs a Poppin' works. I think that works. And yes, we can have guests like Halle Berry. She's actually mentioned her boob sweat before in public.
She has.
Yeah? So, I mean, it's like, come on. You know, Freud would say, you know, it had something to do with, you know, being nursed. No, I'm serious. This is like ridiculous, this whole thing. Are this woman's boobs going to talk to her in the TV show? Is this going to be like a sitcom? Or, you know, it's like she looks down at them and they're going like, hey, we're feeling mighty perky today.
It's a wee bit nipply out here.
Yeah, which bra should we wear today? I think I'll wear the padded one. What do you think? I don't see this. This is not a show I want to see.
No,
this
because
is not, this is too.
People
woman
think
for
she's
me.
Kind of talking to her, but no, she's just having a conversation with her breasts.
Can you imagine like Sarah Jessica Parker being in this? Well, Selma Hayek has bigger boobs than Sarah Jessica Parker, but how attractive can a set of breasts be talking to a woman? And are they going to put lips on it like little cartoon lips? It's going to talk. Out of the side boob? I don't pay attention to that side boob. Or the boobs would like actually argue with one another, left and right.
Every
boob needs to be individual, but they come in pairs.
It's in my head that, you know, she'll be talking, and then she's carrying on a conversation. And who's she talking to? She
her
keeps
sweater?
Looking down. Turns out she's having a conversation with her boobs. It just I can't wrap my head around it.
No. Have a good weekend. Go Chiefs.
Go Chiefs.
We'll leave it at that. We'll talk again Monday. And
that's all the news you can care less about for today.
Subscribe to the Who Cares News and never miss an episode. We're on iTunes, Stitcher Radio, iHeartRadio, or anywhere fine podcasts are heard. And check us out on Facebook, too. You can listen to our live broadcast every weekday at 8:45 a.m. Pacific on BossBossRadio.com.
That's a mouthful.